Nuclear neighbors India and Pakistan continue their halting steps toward peace negotiations. In recent days, the two nations have eased travel restrictions and talked about expanding diplomatic contacts. But India and Pakistan, which have fought three wars, remain deeply suspicious of each other, and their ongoing conflict continues to exact a human toll. That toll is clear in the story of a young Pakistani mother and her daughter who are trapped between the two countries. Miranda Kennedy went to Indian-administered Kashmir and produced this story.
8 years ago, Shahnaz Kosar, in despair over abuse by her family, tried to end her life. She jumped into the river Jhelum, which flows from her Pakistani village to Indian-occupied Kashmir. But Shahnaz didn't die. Instead, the water swept her into the custody of the Indian army. Soon after, she found herself in an Indian prison, where she was raped by an Indian jail warden and had a daughter from the violation.
That man cheated me, but I want him to give his name to my child. My daughter is the only good thing that has happened to me here. I don't want her to be humiliated because she is illegitimate. Already we have suffered so much.
The jail warden continues to deny responsibility, even though DNA tests prove that he fathered the child. That only compounds Shahnaz's problem. Because her daughter's father is Indian, Pakistani authorities will not allow the girl to live in Pakistan, and India continues to refuse citizenship to the mother. Until last year, Shahnaz's daughter, Mobin, knew no life outside of jail. Born in prison, she spent her first 6 years there, escorted to school by a policeman when she was old enough. Shahnaz had been given a relatively light sentence for entering India illegally, but after she had served her time, the authorities simply didn't know what to do with her and her daughter. When the authorities tried to send the two of them to Pakistan, young Mobin was turned away at the border, and Shahnaz refused to go back without her daughter. So they were returned to jail.
Illegalities were committed. Clear mistakes were done by the authorities.
A.K. Sawhney is a lawyer who took up Shahnaz's case on behalf of an Indian group, the World Human Rights Protection Council.
She should have been released honorably, and efforts should have been made to deport her to Pakistan. And there should have been effort vice versa from the Pakistan to take her back. But nations have failed.
Sona Khan, a New Delhi-based lawyer, says that Pakistan is obligated to accept both Shahnaz and her daughter under international law. She says Shahnaz should take her daughter's case to the Court of International Justice.
Till the age of 18, when she's under the care of her mother, she will be treated according to international law as a Pakistani child. Therefore, Pakistan cannot refuse for the mother and the daughter both to return to Pakistan because the mother wishes to return to Pakistan. She doesn't want to stay in India.
A year ago, an Indian High Court judge declared they cannot be deported. They were released from jail and now they live in Jammu, only a few miles from the Pakistani border. But for Shahnaz, it's not close enough. She wants to go home and take Mobin back with her.
I'm stuck between two countries. Let India and Pakistan talk and find me a way out. I'm trapped in a foreign land. What if something happens to me? Who will take care of my child? I want to go back to my country, where at least there is someone to shed a few tears for me.
Goodwill gestures between India and Pakistan offer some hope for Shahnaz. Recently, the two countries began returning fishermen who have been jailed for straying into each other's territorial waters. But Pakistan is noncommittal about whether it will grant Mobin residency. The jail warden who raped Shahnaz is yet to be punished. For National Public Radio, I'm Miranda Kennedy.